Hi everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is counteract their efforts, and the Bible references from 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. It's important to become more acquainted with the word and let it dwell in you richly. This is crucial because we are in the last days, and some individuals and groups have come up with sinister schemes to cause pain, untold hardship, famine, wanton destruction, and death in the world. But with a word in your heart and on your lips, you can counteract their efforts and bring them to naught. Read our theme verse in the Amplified Classic Translation. It says, when we are among the full grown, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed no wisdom of this present age, or of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age, who have been brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. Observe that as a result of speaking wisdom, that is speaking the word, the adversary is confuted. His plans are foiled and brought to nothing. God isn't doing that from heaven, no, it's happening through us. We are his battle axe and weapons of war. Jeremiah 51 verse 20. When discussing the actions and activities of wicked and unreasonable men, feudal laws that seek to keep men and nations in bondage declare only what the word says about them. The word says they are doomed to fail. Speak the truth about their failure. Declare that in the clashes of their sinister agenda, they find no foothold, no progress, and no advancement against the church and God's people. The greater one lives in us. Therefore, the malevolent designs of Satan and his cohorts of evil are doomed to wither and perish as we, the church, walk on in victory. Hallelujah. Remember that in the church age, God has not bestowed any government or structure, group or individuals with the power of global control. Only what we, the church, permit will come to pass. Our work and responsibility is to bring forth the will of the Father. Therefore, in prayer and with your words, enforce and execute the will of the Father here on earth. Hallelujah. For further study, read Romans 8, 31-37 and 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, 2 Samuel 1-3, Luke 22 verse 66 downwards, and Luke 23 verse 1-25. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 137 and 138, and 1 Corinthians 1-9. Counteract their efforts. Hallelujah. Pastor is telling us that whatever you do, make sure you are checking out the devil. You are making sure that you put him in his place, because that's where he belongs. Don't sit there and not concerned when these people are doing terrible things to the world. You are a child of God, and you are the force keeping this world in check. So use it, do it. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, your righteousness and peace prevail in the nations of the world today. Your goodness is heard, seen and experienced by all men. For the earth is filled with your goodness. All the works of the adversary are thwarted, and men of corrupt minds shall proceed no further. We reign through Christ in all the earth. His righteousness overshadows the hearts of men. In Jesus' name, amen. Counteract their efforts. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.